This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
But yeah, I'll be doing no Easter-like activities. I will be doing NBA-like activities today. The playoffs started yesterday. I say we do a little recap and go over those first, and then we can get into the games today. Start with the Pacers-Bucks. It's got a little chippy there.
Yeah,
they were jawing. Dame was even jawing at Tyrese Haliburton. Right. Pascal Siakam got a tee, but I mean, the story obviously is that the Pacers just throttling the Bucks thanks to a very very good first half.
Well, I mean, again, it's right now with Dame out, it's Giannis and everybody else. Like, the only reason this Bucks team was even within 20 points or whatever of this score, Giannis had 36. The next person had 14, and that was Gary Trent Jr. You can't rely on that.
Kyle Kuzma with the very impressive Tony Snell stat line of 0 points, 0 assists, 0 rebounds, 0 steals, 0 blocks.
It's unbelievable. 0-for-5 and 0-for-2 from the free throw. Like,
very impressive.
Few can do it. Few can do it like Tony Snell, and I'm glad to see that Kyle Kuzma is continuing to carry that mantle. But this series, if Dame doesn't come back, this series sucks. Like, the Pacers are going to beat him in 5. You know, they're a much better team. They're a much deeper team. This Bucks team, unfortunately, it feels like they made all these moves to be in this win now mode. And for whatever reason, injuries, illnesses, just bad luck, it feels like they've missed the boat, right? Like, unless Dame comes back. And again, I think if the Bucks are going to win, like, they're going to need a game or two where Dame goes nuclear and a game or two where Giannis goes nuclear. And I still think if that happens, I still think the Pacers beat them. It's not a fun series, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah, I like the Pacers starting five much more than the Bucks starting five, and then even just some of their complimentary pieces coming off the bench. I don't know when we're going to see Dame. I hope we see Dame sooner rather than later, and that they make this a somewhat entertaining series, because this is the trajectory it's going on. The Pacers could have this wrapped up in five, six at the most.
I don't see, unless Dame comes back and he's dropping 36 too. Like, him and Giannis are combining for 72.
Yeah.
This series is over, man.
The next one, this was a great game, great back and forth. That was the epitome of the Russell Westbrook experience. The Nuggets winning 112-110 against the Clippers in overtime. This is going to be a fun series, man. I mean, both very interesting teams, good teams with some, veteran presence, stalwarts. I mean, It's so funny also now, like, here we are removed from Oklahoma City Thunder days of Durant, Westbrook, and Harden years later. Now we still have James Harden and Russell Westbrook in the league, but playing, you know, essentially complementary pieces to their team. What's crazy to me is, you know, watching the Nuggets is, I mean, how Michael Porter isn't even really an option down the stretch for them anymore.
I think they're doing that just because Russ was hot. Like, I think if, like, let's say game two, you flip it, and Porter's got the Russ stat line where he's got, like, 15, he's got 6-7 rebounds, a couple assists, and Westbrook is the one struggling shooting, I think that Porter would end up finishing. I could be wrong, you could be right, But it felt like they went with the hot hand to be that third scoring option.
But, man, I mean, the Nuggets, they're not even, like, you want to talk about a bench unit. Mm. It's essentially Russell Westbrook, and that is it.
Yes.
They played eight players. Jokic, 46 minutes. Murray, 48 minutes. Christian Braun, 45 minutes. Aaron Gordon, 46. Michael Porter started the game and had 26, and Russell Westbrook had 34 minutes. The next guys with minutes on the team were Peyton Watson with 14 and Jalen Pickett with 5 minutes.
Well, you see the rest of that roster?
Yeah,
outside of DeAndre Jordan, it's pretty empty.
Hey, give me some Dario Saric action. That would have been good like 10 years ago.
Oh, but Zeke Nagy, he's on the list too? Yeah, no, this is a bunch of has-beens and never-was's as their bench. And that's kind of like what a normal playoff rotation's like, right? 7 to 8 guys.
Raise your hand if you knew that Ben Simmons was on the Clippers.
I did know that, actually. I was shocked that he got actual time. I do appreciate his great stat line, making sure that he got 2 boards, 2 assists, 3 fouls. Got to lead the way there somewhere. But when I watched this game, the Clippers were dominating basically the entire way until about the fourth quarter. And then the Nuggets come back. Russell Westbrook gives you the ultimate Russell Westbrook game where he makes a bunch of incredible plays and at the same time some of the biggest dumb boneheaded plays. But the two dumbest boneheadedest plays that it came from were from the Clippers' big two guys. Your big two ball handlers are James Harden and Kawhi Leonard. And when you needed it most, they both made stupid, stupid turnovers.
I mean, Kawhi Leonard had 7 turnovers in the game altogether. That's very un-Kawhi-like.
Well, in the last one, he's right next to the sideline, and you let Russell Westbrook hit the ball out of your hand and hit your leg. It just can't happen. Harden did the same thing. Very careless with the ball down the stretch. It's a hot take. I've cooled off on it since I immediately tweeted it after the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't feel like the Clippers.
Tweet. I regret that already.
Well,
I hearted that tweet. I thought it was a good tweet.
I think I stand by it. I don't think the Clippers can win this series when they lose that game. That is a game you cannot lose. You are going to have to win one game as the 5 seed in Denver. You have to. And you are up most of that game and in control for most of that game. And you had a good James Harden game because you know he's going to give you a bad one at some point, right? And you're going to have shooting variance days where Michael Porter can't miss or, you know, Christian Braun goes nuclear. So there's so many different spots where it might not go the Clippers' way. And when you have the lead the entire way in Denver, you need to finish that off with a win. Is it because I have money on the Clippers and now I'm looking at it glass half full and I'm like, God, this bet's already done? That's possible. But I don't feel like you can lose that game and then win this series. I hope I'm wrong, but right now, knee-jerk reaction, overreaction Sunday, that's how I felt after this one.
Well, that's a great segue as far as not being able to finish off a game. Hello, Detroit Pistons, up 8 in the fourth quarter with, I believe, like 6 minutes left?
Dude, I think it was 7, 8, but again, You can't lose that game, at least not in the fashion that you did.
Well, A, you can't give up a 21-0 run at any point in the game. B, in game one of a playoff series when you are the away team and you have a lead in the fourth quarter and you've been playing as well as you've been the entire game, to just fall apart like that. I mean, that is just... I remember Jason and I talking about this recently, Big Sook, and I can't remember what game it was, but it's just like when you are watching your team, or in his case, you are playing in a game,
mm-hmm.
Will, you probably experienced this at some point maybe during your college career, is that when the other team just starts going on a roll and the game just starts to get away from you and there's nothing you can do about it.
It's defeating.
It is one of the worst feelings as a fan, as a player, just to be like, is this really happening? Like, a team goes on a 10-0 run. You're like, all right, you know, let's respond. And then it turns to 13-0 run, and then 15-0, and then 7, and then 21-0 run. And it's in the garden. I mean, it's just like, all right, we're done. We're cooked here.
Well, 7 threes, 2 minutes, we're done.
The Pistons just looked young. It was like their youth showed up. The Knicks woke up. Karl Anthony Towns is going to be the difference on how far this Knicks team goes. He was awesome.
He played great, and on defense, too. He made some huge plays on defense.
Huge steals.
Yeah. He is one of the funniest players in the league to me because he's easy to make fun of, but then he has some games, performances, where you're like, dude, he's really good.
Yeah, well, there every once in a while, he'll just remind you of like, oh, yeah, that's why he was drafted as high as he was.
One overall pick.
That's why he's an all-star. He had multiple steals on that big run that led to easy Jalen Brunson buckets. I just felt like he's the difference. When he can spread out the floor, too, he can hit the shots that he was hitting. I felt like the Pistons also, once that roll started going, it just became iso ball and chuck up a bunch of threes. When you have a Michael Beasley game like that, where, you know, he's 50% from the three-point line, he's got 20 points, I don't feel like you can waste it, especially when you're in the garden. It just felt like, oh yeah, that's why no one expects the Pistons to win this series. That's why in the NBA, when you're young, you have to go through those bumps, those bruises, and this is the Pistons just getting to go through that for the first time. And I still don't think the Knicks are going to be able to beat Cleveland. I don't think the Knicks are going to be able to beat Boston, but I do think that they might be a little bit of fool's gold here, where some people start going, huh, the Knicks maybe, because of what they're going to be able to do to this Pistons team.
And then the last one from yesterday was the Timberwolves Lakers, where the Timberwolves just absolutely went nuclear from three, hitting 21 three-pointers, franchise record, shot 58%, something like that from three, like just something just stupid. And listen, whenever the Lakers can lose a game one in a playoff series at home, I'm a happy Joe. That makes me happy.
Yeah, it
love to see it.
I don't know what the defensive game plan was from the Lakers, because now don't get me wrong, the Timberwolves hit some very contested 3-point shots, but there were also a lot of open kicks where the Lakers got beat off the dribble. Help defense comes and then you just kick out. You got to assume, though, as the Lakers, like, hey, they're not going to shoot 50% from the 3-point line. You'll make your adjustments. It's J.J. Redick as the coach. He's clearly shown that he's very smart and capable. LeBron will figure it out, right, on how to set himself up better to get his. I felt like he was way too passive early, and maybe that's just because Luka was playing so well early on. But Luka looked to me to be the only one who was really, like, full engaged playoff mode while everyone else was kind of trying to figure out their role. I have Minnesota winning this series. I think after watching this one, I think it goes six. I think it goes six or seven, man. I really, really do. And I think you're going to have a game where the Lakers go nuclear like the Timberwolves just did. And I think the rest of the way, it's going to be back and forth within 5 points either way.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.